I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson's Secret 2. I have anxiety because of part one.
Loved it.
Did you like it? I'm so pleased you did. You're calming me down. You've got a very calming presence, Jordan. Actually, no, because I felt like I was so relaxed and just chatting to one of my mates, I told that story and I haven't told it in years. Oh, at least we know what the headline's going to be next weekend, don't we? That's it. But Vicky Patterson, slag. Right, so you've mentioned before you've done 10 series of Weekender.
Yep.
You've done them all over, haven't you?
Yeah.
So where have you done them?
So we started in Magaluf, and then we went to Ibiza, and then we did a spin-off boat party one in Croatia.
Then we went to Croatia. Ibiza.
So we did islands. So we lived on a boat and we did loads of island hopping. So we went to... went to Var, went to one that's like a really like romantic, lovey island. It's got like three letters. Can't remember the name of it. But it was like, went to like five different islands. But yeah, that was a bit different because we were living on a boat and obviously it was just
like Rosie and Jim.
Different. Yeah, but like, you know, the rooms were no bigger than, you know, I could hold the person's... private part. He was that close to me. If I wanted to, I could hold that. He was basically that close. But no, and it was just, but it was kind of awkward because they didn't really know what to do. We went to some islands and it's meant to be a big party, party boat show. And one island we landed on, there was only one bar and there was just restaurants. So these guests that have come for two nights, there was no music or anything. So it was a bit of a disaster because we were like, what the hell do we do? And luckily, because I was DJing, I went, oh, look, you know, just get some decks from different islands and I'll just do DJing. So luckily, touch wood, that turned out okay, but it was fun. And then now we've ended up in Kavos for the latest series, so that's always different again.
Is Kavos having a bit of a resurgence, Jordan? Because I remember Kavos was like the place to be when I was just that little bit too young to go on holiday without my mum and dad. Like when I was about 14, 15, I remember like the older people at school were doing Kavos and I was thinking, god, they're so cool. And then like Malia took over and Zanti and all that, and I didn't know Kavos has come back around. Is it back? Is it?
I think it's just started getting there. So last season, last summer when we filmed, it was just picking up again. But because I did a residency there, DJ, and obviously they've rebooked me for this year again. So it's coming back, but it is more younger crowd. So I'd say if you're like, 18 to 21,
that's is that
more
your subtle way of telling me not to go?
You're more than welcome to come watch me DJ, Vicky. But bring your earplugs because you might not like it.
No, I will. I act like I'm so old and not cool, but I bet y'all love your music. What do you play? Do you play any girls aloud?
I can do if you want, but it's more like house funky. So it's all like your 80s, 90s stuff with like a modern twist on it. So it's like, it's always vocal stuff it's always vocal stuff, but it'd be like songs that you'll remember. That you'd be like, oh my god, I love this one, but it's got like a modern beat on it. You'll be like, oh my god, like this is like kind of new version, but it's more dancing. So you'll know all the words, but you can dance more harder to it. So yeah, it's really cool stuff like that, like Careless Whispers, songs like that. You know what I mean? So yeah, so it's a bit different because people don't know what to expect. But I always play like stuff that, because you know, if the girls are happy, the boys are happy. Do you know what I mean? If the girls on the dance floor partying, then the boys are happy because you know, that's how I'm.
Something nice to look at.
But it's fun. It's different. And like I said, it's nice just, you know, from back in the day when you do meet and greets, you know, when you go to a club, stand there, do photos. When I'm DJing, I see people dancing, having a good time. And for me, it's what I love is the DM the next day going, oh my God, what song was this when they sent me a record? I'm like, wow. So, you know, I've shown them something new. But for me, I love it because it's like seeing people happy dancing and, you know, people message me going, oh my God, like I hooked up with this girl last night. I really liked her, thanks to you and stuff like that. So for me, things like that is what I love because I'm like, you know, if they get married in 8 years, that probably won't. Might have been one that thing. But for me, it's like, it's nice to know that I'm kind of giving something more than just having a photo with me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, it makes perfect sense. And actually, like, so back in the day when I was doing PAs and all that, like it was just you stand there and somebody comes over and you take a picture and it is all very, I suppose, quite tame and quite uniform. Not that our PAs were ever tame, but in that sense, you know what I mean? But then I went to Australia once. Well, I went a couple of times. I know. And like the show was massive out there. I think it's because it was shown on, so you know how TOWIE's shown on like a sort of Freeview channel?
MTV. MTV's huge there, isn't it?
Yeah, MTV was part of a TV package out there. Like, you could get it free, essentially. So we had the same reach as TOWIE did, you know, rather than being a pay-for channel. Anyway, so we were massive. And I think we're lucky enough to do loads of amazing tours out there, but they want more from their PAs. Like, they don't just want, if they're going to book a tour, they want more than just a person standing there and, like, saying hello and taking a picture. So my agent at the time, who I believe you know,
He's still my agent.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, he tried to reinvent me as a DJ.
No.
Jordan, it was awful. Like, I don't know if you've gauged from our brief interaction about music here. I know fucking nothing about music at all. Like, I'm so terrible. And like, on top of that, like, I'm not even like a good actress, you know? Like, you see these some lasses where they're just like lashing their iPod and the go for it and they look so sexy and behind the decks. Mate, it was horrific. I just used to like clink to a pair of headphones and like every so often press a button and just stare down at the decks. It was so crazy. Horrible. So horrible. And I remember Scotty T one night actually went, right? Because he was the MC, obviously.
Of course.
Oh my God. This story gets worse and more embarrassing for me. Anyway, he actually went, go get a big round of applause for Vicky, who really tried.
No. Wow. Wow.
It was so muggy. And I remember afterwards thinking, I fucking hate you. Yeah. Oh babe, it was honestly so terrible. But you clearly have found a real passion for music and like a sort of you're mixing and everything, aren't you, babe? It's not just a case of like you plug your iPod in and you hope for the best.
Oh yeah, that's why I think a lot of venues, when they book me, they just think, oh, we'll book Jordan because, you know, he's on TV and, you know, he might, you know, just because people think, I just take my USB, plug it in and press play. But that's why even like the clubs, like when they book, they're like, okay, we didn't actually realize you were going to do it properly. And it's like, well, yeah, because I'm not just like a reality TV star just trying to make a bit of extra cash on the side.
Yeah,
that's why, you know, because last year I was in Cavos every Sunday, I was in Malia every Monday, and then I covered Tom Zanetti for one night in Zante, and that was like a big night. And also I did that, and now this year I've got a residency in Zante again, so I've got Bulgaria every Wednesday as well. So
Jordan,
like,
I really want to come and see you DJ. Like, I know I'm getting carried away, but like, I really want to come. Where would I stand out least? Like, where would I least look like an old woman? Like somebody's ma? Where would I least look like that?
I don't.
Laughing. You don't know. You're going to look like people's mums everywhere.
The thing is, when we go abroad, you're not going to care. Everyone's loving it. Everyone's having a good time.
Oh, is it amazing? Does Izzy come all the time as well? I've never been a performer.
Well, last time I did a lot of it on my own just because there was a lot of like back and forth. So it sounds a lot of fun, but it's a lot of time I'm just sat in airports, just
a lot of traveling.
But it's, you know, it is good fun. It is, you know, it's, you know, you spend, you know, because it's like we booked for 12 weeks solid, so you know you're away 4 nights a week, so you know it's good fun. And yeah, every week's different. So when you're abroad, like, you know, every week you've got new holidaymakers coming out. So every crowd's different. And yeah, when people do go abroad, you know, they get a lot wilder anyway. Well, probably not as wild as Newcastle, but they're still wild because a lot of them is their first time away. Some of them might not even be to a nightclub. So yeah, it's just brilliant. And like you said, when you get to know all the Greek owners and all that stuff like that, because they end up loving you. They treat you really well. Then like, I get like driven around all these restaurants I get taken to. So yeah, they look after me amazingly. And like I said, so it's Cavos Sundays, Malia Mondays, Sante Tuesdays, Bulgaria Wednesdays. So yeah,
oh my God.
A lot of flights.
So
a lot of flights. My passport's getting stamped left, right and centre. So yeah. Sometimes all the airports, they do look at me thinking, this guy's a bit dodgy. Why is he flying in for one night and flying out? And I'm like, no, I promise you. And I might have to show like the flyers up to the airport security because they're like, hang on a minute, you're going in one night, you're here 1 week, then you're over there. I'm like, no, I promise you. I am a DJ. Look at the flyer. I'm not a drug dealer, I promise you.
You're going to handle everyone in Bulgaria thinking you're a drug mule.
I know, because that's what they're thinking. Because they're like, he's in and out constantly. He comes with a little hand luggage. Like, this is a bit dodgy. But I'm like, no, I promise you. I promise you. But yeah.
Oh, God. Well, I definitely want to come see you this summer. And for anyone else who's a big fan of yours, there, you've already told them where you're going to be. But just give them a little recap. It's Malia Mondays. It's Cavos
Sundays.
Cavos and Malia Mondays.
Cavos Sundays. Malia Mondays at Zigzag. Yeah. Tuesday is going to be at Pure Beach and Cherry Bay on Tuesdays. And then Wednesday...
Is Cherry Bay still there, Jordan?
Still there, still going strong. Yes, it's still there.
I went to Zante twice when I was 21, the summer, and it was the best time of my life. And I swear we spent most nights in Cherry Bay. Well, oh,
there you
God.
Go. So you know what to expect.
Yeah, babe, honestly... Oh, yes. I'm feeling so nostalgic right now. Yeah. Okay, so I interrupted you before when you were telling me about all the different places where you've done like weekend at, and I wanted to know if it's probably a hard one to ask, but where's been your favourite overall?
Oh, see, for me, Ibiza because it's you know, unbelievable. But for me, Magaluf, where it all started, because for me that was when it was a lot more raw. Like the show was very just like almost like Big Brother style, completely, where it was like they just put cameras in the hotel, they were like, right, just crack on and do your thing. And it was kind of the unknown.
It was wild, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was like, you know, because even when the first series started, if you weren't out with the guests, they were like, right, just go out and do what you want. So, like, as well, you know, with most shows, you're not allowed to go and leave at all. So, but they were like, yeah, go off, do your own thing as long as you're back at 4 a.m. But for me,
the Wild West.
Yeah, but Magaluf will always be for me where the show started, where it all began. So, yeah, I don't know. Magaluf for me was my favourite out of all the places we've been. Although you wouldn't expect that. But yeah, Ibiza, but I just loved it in Maga. I don't know why.
Honestly, mate, everyone looks down their nose at Magaluf, and I absolutely love it still.
I mean, it's like you've got 30. I'll go there now.
Yeah, 35. Oh, God. I did 2 seasons there when I was younger, and like, went back with Geordie Shaw, like went back and did PAs, obviously bumping into you and stuff like that, and all sorts. And I always have such a great time. Yeah. Such a great time. Actually, Erkan got sacked once because he was going to Magaluf for me. I think it was that time you met with.
Really?
So he ran out of holiday from work, and like, honestly, because his lifestyle became very different when he left when he met me, you know. He'd gone from like a week in Marbella with the lads in the summer to me being like, oh, do you fancy coming to Magaluf for a couple of nights, or do you fancy doing the shoot so-and-so? You know, it was different, and his holidays quickly ran out, so he just came and rang in sick to his boss.
No.
And then we got papped at Nikki Beach.
Oh dear.
And his boss like rang him and he got the international dial tone. So yeah, when he went home, I think he got this.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Look where you are now. Imagine if you hadn't done that. You know, he's sacrificed it, and now, you know, you're engaged and everything. So it's like,
yeah,
crazy.
Oh,
crazy.
Everything happens for a reason, babe,
exactly.
Doesn't it?
It does, yes.
So I know that it's you and David now.
Yeah.
Are you really close? Are you? He's so funny. I can't call.
Yeah. Do you know what with David? He's just one of these guys that no matter what he does, he's just funny. He's just always funny. And the thing is, boys love him, girls love him, and, you know, he's just a brilliant guy. If you're around him, he just puts you in a good mood. And yeah, he's one in a million, David. Like, whoever found him and casted him, just amazing. But I think you might have actually gone through.
Might have been dragon nostrils. He's got a finding gold.
but he's just one of these guys that he also makes the show, because he's a lot different to me. Like, we both bring a different kind of element, but, you know, because I'm obviously brilliant with, like, the lad reps and stuff like that, but he's obviously brilliant with the girl reps. But, you know, boy and girl guests love him, you know, girl and boy guests, like, they love me. But it's just, yeah, he's just, he makes the show as well. It wouldn't be the same about me and David. I love to wind him up, and he loves to wind me up. So it's just like, you know, almost like yin and yang. Like, we're just so different that, you know, we just work. Like, you wouldn't put me and David together usually. Like,
yeah,
we just work. It's crazy.
You're being very diplomatic, and it's obvious you've got a great relationship, but if I had a gun to your head, who would you say is the best rep?
Oh, me. Hands down, me. I would easily be. Like, the thing is,
Jordan woke up today and chose violence.
For me, I think, obviously, David's loud, he's energetic, so am I, but I think David first started, I was obviously an experienced rep on it, and I kind of, he'll never admit it, but I feel like I taught him a lot. Do you know what I mean? I kind of, you know, and I gave him the opportunity to be head rep. So, yeah, I'll take full credit that, yeah, David's learning from me. So it wasn't for me, David would be out for rep. He would admit that.
David would be nothing without me.
No, David's brilliant, but I'd like, you know, if it was a battle, I think I'd take the crown for best rep all rounder.
So if the Weekender met Hunger Games, you would definitely prevail. Is that what you're saying?
That is. What a concept. I see these guys, Anna. You could be the host, Vicky.
Yeah, 110%. I'm copywriting it right now, mate. Out of all the years you've done it and all the, like, fantastic reps you've met and worked with and all the lovely guests you've had, has anybody really stuck out to you? A guest or rep as, like, someone, like, as a really good mate and or somebody who's, like, you're particularly fond of?
Well, obviously, you know, the weird thing I find is, like, you know, without Weekender, I wouldn't have met Isabel.
I know. Yeah. That's so, I mean, you forget that, don't you? Because I just feel like you guys are so perfect and so lovely together. You forget you met in quite, like, a manic way.
Yeah. So I know the thing with our Weekender show as well, because you kind of, well, back then you had to be single. So it's not like Love Island where, you know, you could just get together and stay together and you're left to the end. With Weekender, because we had to be single as reps, it made it really hard because, you know, if girls would come in, I'd kind of had to flirt with them even though I wanted to be with Isabel. So it was a really tough environment for us to kind of make it through. And because we made it through that, I think it was just brilliant. I think, you know, I look back now and obviously, I think if I hadn't done Weekend in that series or she hadn't got cast for it, I might not even be with her now. I might not be living in the middle of the country. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, we met through the show and I think it was brilliant. But for me as well, rep-wise, Dino as well. Like, Dino was one of the boys on it. You know,
Dino came to my mind as well when I asked that question.
Yeah, I had a great relationship with Dino and I still speak to him now and stuff like that. And yeah, it's just, you know, with the show, it's like a lot of reps come and go, but I think one of the ones in our beef when it was me, Callum, Tash, Chloe, that one was really, that we all became really close as a group, I think, because I think that one was just a weird thing where all of us really, really gelled, although amidst the drama. But I think with this most recent series, Kavos, I really get along with the boys, like Joel, Tyre and Ethan, like, I really, really get along with them and stuff like that, which is, it's nice. And I think, you know, it's a show that when reps come on, I will always try and help them as much as I can because I always want people to do as well as I have. But, you know, ITV, they'll pick who they want. They'll get rid of who they want. So I can only try and give as much advice as I can. And obviously, I think me going on to this Kavos one a little bit later, I think I tried to, ITV said I'd help bring the boys out of the shell because I've kind of said that, you know, the more cool you try and look on this show, the less it's going to be. The more silly, fun, stupid, you know, it's not Love Island. It's Weekender. We're reps. We don't take ourselves seriously. Be an idiot, have a laugh, and they'll love you. And I think that's what I'm kind of trying to help the boys in that sense because, yeah, it's that type of show where, you know, it's all about being silly, not serious.
You've grown so much. You're, like, now, like, a reality TV mentor.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but I'll try and help as much as I can. But some of my tips might not be useful, but, yeah.
Yeah, but it's really sweet. Like, I often feel like, you know, when people come out of Love Island and stuff, like, I don't think I could have, you know, and all of these shows for that matter, I'm not just talking about, but I don't feel like I would have dealt very well with such a huge amount of exposure and eyes on me and stuff, the way our fame, if you want to call it that, it built slowly from Jordan Shaw, you know, series by series, it grew. In the same way yours did with Weekender, you know. It was gradual. It wasn't just like, wow, millions and millions of eyes on me overnight. So I always try, if you know, whenever I meet them at events or whenever I chat them on the podcast, I always offer my advice and help any, like, Love Island people. And God, they might not want it. They might think, who's this fucking weird old cow? Which is absolutely fine. But I just think it's so nice to be nice. And we've been there, haven't we, Jordan? Like, I remember feeling like I didn't really have the tools to navigate that space I was in when I first went on telly. Did you?
No, because I think when I started Weekend, I think Instagram was only just starting. That's how crazy that is. And it's like, and you know, you just don't know. And it was like, you know, it's like because of like TikTok and everything now, it was a lot harder for us because we didn't have these huge platforms where you can grow massively. It was like, you know, it was, you know,
and monetize as well.
And yeah, so it's like, you know, and like you said, you just, it's just completely different now. But yeah, it's to, you know, credit to yourself as well, you know, to be going strong still after all these years. It's insane because it's a tough industry. And I think like when people go on TV, I say, don't expect it to change your life because it's very few that get lucky. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's such a brutal industry. People think it's so easy. They think, oh, you've been on TV, you're a millionaire overnight. It's like, it's not how it happens. It's, you know, it's crazy. It's not, it's, if you want to go in and change your life, don't do it. But if you want to do it for a bit of fun and you might get something out of it, then do it, I'd say.
And I think that's what is special about you, Jordan, and I think that's what's pretty obvious, you know, is like you did do this because you thought it sounded like fun, and you have always been really true to yourself. And I think that's what like leaps off the telly, is you're not trying to be anybody you're not, and you're not trying to act like someone who you've seen on telly before and knew has done well. You're just being you, and you're having a really lovely time, and you're grateful to be there, and that's what people find lovely to watch.
Yeah, and I think that's the best advice you can give, is just be yourself. Because if you try and be, you watch a show and think, oh, I want to be the next Gaz of Geordie Shore. I want to be, you know, the next, you know, winner of Love Island or something like that. You copy them. You've always just got to be yourself, because people will read it. They'll read through it, you know, and they will see that, you know, this persona you try and put on, you're not going to be yourself. And it's like, even yourself, you know, you're lovely to everyone. Like, you know, you've always been real, like, you know, and it does show. And it's like, you know, and it's credit to you as well, because like I said, like Isabel, so my partner, you know, you were the nicest, well, probably the nicest female reality star she's ever met. And that was when I don't think it had even been on telly at that point. And it's like, you always give time for everyone, and it does go to show. It does go.
Oh, Jordan, you're so nice. It's been so lovely to catch up with you today. It's been too long, mate. I'm going to message you, you know, and I'm going to try and get something booked in for this summer. Where we
get Eric to cancel work again. Get him to call in sick. Come on, Eric.
He's a fucking international man, and let her know, that bastard. Didn't worry about him. If we write to the HR department, it's just my sister. Right. Before I let you go, here at Beauty Pies and the Secret 2, we always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners a couple of pearls of wisdom. And without blowing too much smoke up your ass, you are 10 years going strong in an industry that is notoriously fickle, in a space like reality TV that is constantly just in search of the next best thing, the next good-looking person, the next young, hot person, whatever it is. But you've proved to have not only real popularity with viewers, but real staying power. And I think time after time, you know, whether ITV wanted you back from the get-go or they didn't, that you have proved that they needed you. And I think everybody was probably thinking to themselves as well, I wonder what his secret is to being irreplaceable. And I would like to know what your secret is.
So thank you very much for that, Vicky. But I would say the secret to being irreplaceable is just be yourself. Don't try and be something you're not. Just, you know, because people will read it. And yeah, just have fun, be yourself, and don't try and be someone you're not. That's what I'd say is a secret.
And you know what? I absolutely love that, because whatever walk of life you're in, Jordan, like whether you're working in a school, whether you're working in a hospital, whether you're working in an office, like you just need to be true to yourself. You need to like do your best. And you know, every time I've met you and every time I've worked with you, whether it's in like X on the Beach or shoot, whatever, you are excited to be there. You're polite. You're on time. You know, get to know people's names. Like, I just feel like all of those little things that you probably wouldn't like say yourself that you do. And I think they go a long way. And I think that's what people in any industry can learn from you.
Well, and you, Vicky, you're exactly the same as me, but man has cost nothing today. Do you know what I mean? Man has cost absolutely nothing.
Man has cost
nothing. People talk.
They do. Right. You're not from Newcastle, and probably loads of my listeners aren't, so they won't get this, but Manners was a stop on the metro station. It was just before town, and my best mate always used to say, Manners is not just a metro station. And I've always remembered it. But yeah, if there's any Geordie people listening, you'll get it. If not, sorry, everybody. You've been Jordan Davies. I've been Vicky Patterson. And haven't we had a lovely time?
Oh, it's been stunning. Absolutely loved it.
Give me best to Izzy. Tell her I can't wait to see her this summer. I'll be the one with the fucking shit moves.
I'll tell you what, though, Vicky, you've got enough clothes behind you, so I don't think you'd be worried about packing coming away this summer. Look at it.
Oh, I'll just be wearing like a Kevin and Perry tracksuit and a bucket hat. Me, is that what people are doing now? And have off. You're my style icon.
Love it, George.
All right, Kev. Well, guys, that was the absolutely fantastic Jordan Davies, aka Jordan Weekender.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Me and Jordan go way back. It was so lovely to be able to catch up. I think I was such a chatterbox, I didn't even get a chance to talk to him about our time spent on X on the Beach together. Although, having said that, probably for the best. I think I embarrassed myself enough on that podcast. If you are a huge Weekender fan, good news, it is back and in Cavos. And it's on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. on what used to be ITV 2, but is now ITVX. So, yeah, super fun. Guys, if you're loving Vicky Patterson and Secret 2, then please do all the podcasty things. Leave a review, tell your mates, tell someone who you think might like it at work or whatever. And also, don't forget, we've now got a YouTube. Have the best week, guys. You deserve it. I'm off to plan my trip to Cavos.